Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I want to talk about a couple of these games in particular. The Ravens just looked phenomenal, didn't they? I mean, the combination of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry is just lethal. And it sets Lamar up to throw the ball. He doesn't throw it very much. Doesn't have to. And it just makes it so effective. Another thing I thought about these games, in the AFC, all right? Got Lamar Jackson. Throws it, runs it well. Got Josh Allen, he won.
Mm-hmm.
Throws it well, runs it well. You have C.J. Stroud. Runs it pretty well, throws it pretty well. In the NFC, Jaden Daniels. Runs it well, throws it well. If Jalen Hurts runs it well, throws it well. Do we see a trend here with the quarterbacks?
I do. Makes me think
that drop back passer who's going to just stand there in the pocket is not necessarily the guy you want in this day and age. But I think that makes perfect sense. So keep that in mind as the Browns do their search for a quarterback.
My biggest takeaway from the weekend as I watched, you know, these football games, and I mean, really didn't have a good nail biter until last night, right? Last night was the good one.
Oh, last night was a good game.
Yeah. And so
it was an entertaining game.
I just feel like the Browns are a million miles away right now.
As do
I was
really?
I just
Washington don't feel like won four games last year.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't. Because they have some things figured out that we don't. And
like
I just,
what, quarterback?
Yes.
Well, they didn't until the draft.
Well, they figured it out. So maybe that's a little bit of hope for Browns fans, but I just don't, we're not in the same boat as any of these teams right now. That's the way I was watching. What I saw, you think we are not better than any of the teams that won yesterday.
You know, the one thing that does concern me? The Browns aren't better than the Ravens.
No.
Even though they beat the Ravens. The Browns aren't better than the Bengals, I don't think. Because I think the Bengals have some really good pieces on offense in particular.
I think their defense makes them competitive for the Browns. Our defense makes us competitive with other teams.
Yeah. The Bengals aren't light years ahead of the Browns.
No, and neither are the Steelers.
No, which is why I think that they can leapfrog those two teams next year if a bunch of things go well. And they don't go well for the Bengals and the Steelers in particular. But clearly the Bengals
seem to be the organization that things don't go well for, though. Those teams seem to figure it out.
Rich is in Ashtabula. Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, I want to go off on a different tangent.
Oh, good.
There's no quarterbacks out there. There's no quarterbacks out there that's basically worth anything in the draft. Why not go after Jack from Ohio State? You make a hell of a compliment to Myles Garrett if he would stay.
Jack Sawyer? You're saying don't draft a quarterback. At first, I thought you were starting to talk about Will Howard there. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Sawyer's not expected to be a top 10 pick.
No, Sawyer's probably going to be. I'm looking at our lads.
Him in the second round.
Our lad says third, fourth on him. Now, I don't know if his value went up over the weekend, but he's a Bear, man. We saw it all. Who was not screaming for 33 to get down the field, even though we thought he was going to black out as he was running down the field?
I agree with you.
But the quarterback part doesn't matter. You're talking about taking Jack Sawyer with the number two pick overall?
That's not.
They don't need to do that.
No, they don't need to do that. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all guys doing? Yo, to the last caller, listen to what a real coach sounds like. You know, let's stop this narrative that there is no quarterback in this draft. Tom Brady was a seventh round pick. You know, it is more misses with quarterbacks than it is hisses. You have to train these guys and coach these guys up. Period. Yep. So my question is this is how could you just say it, we're not better than Pittsburgh, we're not better than Baltimore, we're not better than Cincinnati. Pittsburgh, let's start with that real quick. Pittsburgh is not a quarterback away from winning the championship. They're just a running back and a receiver winning from taking this division. We see that's what that was. That was a running back and one receiver that they're missing to make Pittsburgh do what Pittsburgh need to go back to. The Browns are so far away from that. So my question is this, with my team, the Browns, how much talent is enough talent to make how many Pro Bowlers do we need on this team so we can be competitive? Because we had the number one offensive line. We had a decent quarterback coming out of college in Baker Mayfield. I'm going to call him something else. We had receivers. We had Pro Bowl Hall of cornerbacks, safeties, linebackers, and running backs. How much talent do one organization need to make us competitive? Do we need Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers at every position?
No, Cool That's Ray, but you can clearly admit they don't have enough talent to – I mean, they won three games this year. I mean, it's real clear that they need more talent at numerous positions.
Okay, but here's my thing is that sometimes we have to look at the person who got rid of the whole complete offensive line coaching staff. This team was great until he started and the organization decided we're going to do a soft rebuild by getting rid of the whole offensive line. Let's think about that. This team was so competitive.
What do you mean, get rid of the whole offensive line?
It was all back.
Offensive line coaching staff. Yes,
yeah, they let a guy go coach with his son. I like, come on, can we get over that? That's just what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
But when you say we – look how fast we dropped. We have to look at everything.
I think a lot of that had to do with injuries too, Cool Ray. I mean, they were beat up this year. Conklin was coming back from an injury. It took him longer. DeJuan Jones was coming back from an injury. It took him longer. It's not exactly what they were looking for. Wyatt Teller missed some time. I mean, they were beat up this year. And though they do have some age, I also think they have ability. And, you know, the Browns need to determine, is this offensive line okay to bring back next year? You know, you had two key guys on that line tell you they were running the wrong scheme. They were running the wrong scheme this last year for running the football. And I think they have ability. And I guarantee you, if you got rid of Jack Conklin, someone would sign him and start him next year. If Joel Bitonio were to decide he wants out and wanted to be traded, somebody would put him as a starter at left guard. Ethan Posick would start for somebody at center next year, and Wyatt Teller would start for somebody at right guard next year. I mean, so I'm willing to bring them all back, but I do think, okay, you're bringing along Luke Whipler. See what happens there. Mm-hmm. You drafted Zach Zinter. Develop mm-hmm. him. DeJuan Jones is coming back. Develop him. Keep it going. And okay. You have some other guys that you've brought in.
So maybe that's...
You have to replenish the depth there.
Okay, let me get this off my chest, okay? Do I think Bill Callahan was a very good offensive line coach? Yes, he was a very good offensive line coach. Why? Because we would see the Browns plug and play guys all the time.
And so wouldn't get killed.
And the left tackle position is brutal. It's been brutal. We haven't been able to figure that thing out. They drafted the wrong guy. Let's just be honest about Jed Wills, okay? Didn't work.
Their first choice of this new regime did not work.
Did not work, okay? But as much, and I like Bill Callahan as much as anybody. Do I wish he was still the O-line coach? Yes, I do. But I don't ever remember, and Jeff, tell me if I'm wrong.
He appreciates that.
Did Callahan ever put a uniform on and block somebody from tackling our quarterback?
Don't believe
that
he did.
Did we ever see him on the field? No. So, I mean, you know, there's talent, there's coaching, and then there's coaching talent. And yes, some coaches can squeeze blood out of a rock. But I can't believe when you look at the offensive line that the Browns have and the respect that I think most of us have for Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin when he's healthy, what DeJuan Jones could be, and maybe Jed Wells should be on the other side. Okay? But I mean, those guys were there and then they came back. Are you really trying to tell me that they became less talented because of the coach? It's very hard for me to believe that.
What seemed to be the case, and it, at least it seemed to me to be the case, you brought in a guy who didn't stick in Buffalo because he wasn't running the ball enough, was a little pass happy according to everybody out of Buffalo. And then he came in here and you could make the argument they didn't run the ball enough and then ran the wrong scheme. And ran the wrong scheme because the two guys who I think are the best linemen on that team, or two of the three, told us they did. So we have a team built to do this and we didn't do that. Duh. And that's on Kevin too. Kevin let that happen. So he shouldn't have let that happen. Lenny is in Amherst. Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Hi, fellas. I just wanted to make a comment. It sometimes when you see something, it seems so clear to you, but it doesn't seem clear to anybody else. If I was picking in the draft, I'd take Abdul Carter with the second pick and draft somebody like Will Howard in the third or fourth round and then get one or two veterans and take it one step at a time to rebuild this mess.
Lenny, I agree with you.
Lenny, that's real sensible.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, you'd have a bookend pass rusher with Myles Garrett that's a monster, and we're on our way.
Can't disagree with it.
Yep.
You know, and the Howard thing is if you get him a little bit later in the draft, what did you have to lose? If you're going to draft
or
him.
Or someone else like
or
Will
somebody,
Howard.
Well, yeah. Look,
someone who
I,
you
I
think you might be able to bring along.
Ohio State fans want to close their eyes.
Picks. This year.
And you've got five in the top 103.
Yes, sir.
There's plenty of space if you want to get those guys.
And you can trade up.
And my big fear is that sometimes I close my eyes and I want to replace the problems of the Browns with guys I'm watching play for Ohio State right now. And I think that a lot of us do that.
No.
You think I'm the only one that does that?
No, we've heard from two or three people.
I mean, I'm being honest, but so because I think we watch them as much as we watch the Browns. I think that's why.
Yes. And we're seeing sometimes more.
Yeah, and I think that because they get to play a little bit longer, don't they?
Yeah.
Lenny, thank
you. And they win a little bit more too.
So, and then everyone wants Lenny, a coach fired for one loss.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram.
You know how many different coaches we'd have for the Browns if it was based on one loss?
Brownzone.com. Coming up next.